Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Those two corners were guys that I looked at a couple weeks ago and saw them differently, but the same, really good players. Guys that had they gone the fourth round, you'd have been like, that's a good pick. Both corners, very athletic guys. You know, Kone's taller. Longerbeam's a little shorter, but Longerbeam is a great off-man player. Ball skills, ball hawk, tough.
That's Eric DeCosta on the Lounge Podcast talking about two cornerbacks selected in the sixth round of last weekend's draft. We're going to Western Michigan and to the Big Ten, yes, in Rutgers.
Yeah, Bahal Cohn, Western Michigan.
Cone A, it sounded like.
Cone A, 6'1", 190, ran 4.43. Now, he only had a 31-inch vertical jump, a 10-4 broad jump. So he went to Iowa Central Junior College in 2020. And then in 2021, he was at Iowa Central Junior College. And he had, in 2020, he had 7 PBUs. In 2021, 6 PBUs. Now, 22, he went to Indiana State. And then he started 8 games there at 34 tackles, 6 PBUs. Missed the second half of the season with an injury. 2023, Western Michigan had 4 starts, played in all 12 games, had 42 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 8 PBUs, 1 interception. 2024 at Western Michigan, started all 13 games, had 70 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 interception, 9 PBUs. So in the 5 years that he played, 7 PBUs, 6 PBUs, 6 PBUs, 8 PBUs, 9 PBUs. So he got his hands on a lot of balls. His strengths, he's got good size, speed, plays the ball in the air very well. 36 career PBUs. Very good read and react. Reads quarterback's eyes and zone very good. Good feet and hips. Good job in press. Good hand. Gets hands on receivers. He can turn and run in press. Shows catch-up speed. Good patience in press coverage. Good route recognition. Plays ball in the air well. Good height to play the ball. Weakness, he's got short arms. He'll allow separation getting out of his pedal. He needs work on his pedal. Needs work fundamentally tackling. He's got strength taking on blockers. Question his hands. Got a ton of PBUs. Where's the picks? You know, that's the thing. In summary, he has good size and ball production. He'll help right away on teams. I like his potential, but he's going to need work on strength versus blocking and tackling and footwork on transition. He's a good athletic, has good athletic ability, and has a big ceiling because of his athletic ability and PBU ability. Check his hands. Now, Bob, this kid's going to help on teams, and we'll see. He's a very good athlete. He's got size, you know, and he just needs to clean up. You know, he's been at junior college. He's been at small schools. So with, you know, Pagano and some of these guys coaching him up, getting his fundamentals right, he's got talent. He's got ability. He can run. So start out on teams. And this is a guy that we should see through OTA's mini camp, and then we should see a big jump maybe when we get to training camp. You know, maybe these kind of guys have replaced the Armour Davises of the world. Now, Longerbeam, from Rutgers, 5'11", 175, ran 4.39. 36.5 vertical, 11'2" broad jump, 6'7", three cones, freakish. Now, 31.5 arms. So in 2020, played in 5 games with COVID. 21 played in all 13 games, 1 start. 30 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, 10 PBUs. 22, he played in 10 games, 6 starts, 36 tackles, 6 PBUs. 23, honorable mention, all Big Ten. Started 13 games, 43 tackles, 10 PBUs. In 2024, he was the captain. Honorable mention, all Big Ten again. 11 starts, 11 PBUs. So he's, and his strength, Bob, he's got speed, athletic ability, good quicks. He like his compete. He gets hands on balls, quick feet, quick plant drive. He can turn, run, good leaping ability, go up, get the ball. He's got a burst, good mirror. He can cover man to man on teams, good cover man on teams, good change of direction, good feet and hips to mirror, good awareness in zone, and good ball skills. 42 career PBUs. Weakness, he's got a small frame. Strength as a tackler? No, he doesn't have strength as a tackler. He's a drag-down tackler. Must get hands on receivers in press. Strength versus big receiver, doesn't play strong, and he's got short arms. I said Robert's a very good athlete that has good speed, quickness, would have to play in the slot because of his size and strength. Gets his hands on a lot of balls, has good eyes, awareness, and zone. He should be good on coverage, but his strength and tackling are his limitations, right? Bob, he's a wiry, small dude that tackling is not great. And, you know, against big receivers, he's going to struggle big time because he doesn't have the strength. So he needs to develop. He needs to gain some weight, get stronger, and become a better tackler. I mean, that's why they go, you know, in the sixth round, you don't have everything. Right. You know, that's why you go in the sixth round, because you need some things. These guys need technique work. This one, Robert needs to get stronger. But they've got athletic ability, which gives them a chance.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more about the rookie class of 25. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, coming up next. Rookie camp coming up this weekend. Open to the media on Sunday. Whip around 11:15. Tons going on in the world of sports last night and today. Stick around for that. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams getting it done. What's happening with football? However, spring game was almost a week ago. What did we get out of that? And by the way, I just saw a commercial as I was multitasking. Nolan, you a fan of Reese's Cups?
It's the best candy out there.
How about the one now that has peanut butter and jelly in it? I need a moment. Jonas Schaefer next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.